Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
They have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. Let's take a minute or two to understand why we feel discontent. 1. Looking for happiness in the wrong places. God said, "My people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all." There's an emptiness inside you only God can fill, and He will if you invite Him in. 2. Failure to serve others. How we treat others is often a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. Philosopher Eric Hoffer once said, "The remarkable thing is that we really love our neighbor as ourselves. We do unto others as we do unto ourselves, and we hate others when we hate ourselves. We are tolerant of others when we tolerate ourselves, and we forgive others when we forgive ourselves. We are prone to sacrifice others when we're ready to sacrifice ourselves." It's not only love of self, but hatred of self which is at the root of the troubles that afflict our world. And 3, comparing ourselves to others. Paul writes, "Rejoice with those who rejoice." When you resent someone else's achievements or level of blessing, joy drains out of your life like a sieve. The Bible says, "Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well." That's Romans 12, verse 4 to 6.
The word for today.
As featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.